Tasting You, 10. Steam, by Bente Clod, narrated by Linda Elvira. I am an elephant. With no clothes on, I'm an old, wrinkled elephant. Without the grace that most elephants possess, I'm afraid. My hips and back are covered with all these layers of flesh. The folds of skin on my back hang like extra breasts. But even elephants deserve a good time once in a while. Gerda and I know that. I'm not saying Gerda looks like an elephant, with her long neck and nervous hands. She's more like an ostrich. We have our regular day for going to the baths. Out we go to the swimming baths, up to the ticket window, showing our season ticket. Steam bath and the rest. It's feel-good time for Elsa Marie. Gerda hasn't arrived yet, but I think I'll go in anyway, so we can meet in the steam. Noise resounds off the old tiled walls, and it's even hot in the changing rooms. All my life I've been standing here, with an elastic band and numbered metal disc dangling from my ankle. First of all with the children, when they were small, later on with my grandchildren. I've used every changing cubicle, from number 1 to 35, and I know that number 17 is to be avoided because the piping takes up half the space. The baths are full of bodies, full of stories. Just think how many bare feet have padded along the tiled floor over the years. Young and old, small children with mothers and sisters. Thin ones and fat ones, each and every one with breasts and thighs, and a bum that eases itself into a comfortable position on the wooden bench of the sauna, the heat rising up through those natural openings that need to be kept warm and damp. Right, Elsa Marie, the cold shower awaits. Sometimes the kids drag me out to one of the modern swimming pools. Ah, Grandma, it's really great. Bubbles, waves, and a solarium, they shout, hopping up and down with excitement. And so we end up there, where we have to take our clothes off, standing at a bench, right next to complete strangers and giggling schoolgirls. All your clothes have to be squashed into a bag and hung up in a minute locker. Out you go into a plastic green bathroom, where the shower consists of a thin, mean spray from the wall instead of the heavy, generous splash on your shoulders from an old-fashioned shower head. No, give me my old, beloved public baths any day, without the bubbles, the waves, and the plastic lockers. Here you can shut the door and be yourself. Take your clothes off in private, and then appear just as God has created us, without taking out our teeth. That's important. Imagine that we were once stupid enough to let someone pull out all our pearly whites. That was the time when we thought that anything could be fixed with artificial gadgets. Teeth that could be bought were much stronger than those old victims of periodontal disease. There was just one small detail they forgot to tell us, that putting plastic dentures on gums has the same effect as a freight train running through a field of soft soil. They rub against the mucous membranes and create blisters and sores, far worse than any new shoes on naked heels. Nuts and raspberry pips get stuck in them. Chocolate stings and booze has to be poured directly down the throat to prevent it getting anywhere near all those open sores. What we put up with, I always say to Gerda, young people today would never put up with all that. Shoes on the shelf, clothes up on the hook, coat on the hanger. Gerda obviously hasn't arrived yet. You always know when Gerda is around. You can hear her breathing from far away. She's a bit hard of hearing. She sings too. When we're on our way in, she just might hum side by side quite loudly. Coming to the public baths puts Gerda into a good mood. Right, now my old body is free of clothes, relaxing into the heat, happy and content. Towel, face mask, bathing hat, nail file, I've got everything in the bag. I lock the rest of the paraphernalia in and pad down the walkway with bag and towel in hand. To open the door to the shower room is to leave the rest of the world behind. Painful feet and gums and arthritic hands disappear. The damp heat hits you and wraps around your cold winter skin protectively. In here, we're all wet, slippery, warm, or burning hot. I hang up my toilet bag and try to avoid the mirror on my way to the shower. Mirrors are the devil's work. The skin is red and raw under the rolls of flesh. My breasts hang down on my stomach. Hair needs washing, not to speak of the rest. Another elephant walks past. Tall and lanky with a big belly, maybe more like a giraffe. Why do my contemporaries look so sad? Do I too have such a sorrowful air about me